Books and Art. Comfort, Joy and Disagreement. Religion for Atheists, a Non-Believer's Guide to the Uses of Religion by Alain de Botton, Pantheon. And The Face of God, The Gifford Lectures by Roger Scruton, Continuum.
It is difficult to imagine Alain de Botton and Roger Scruton becoming friends if they met at a party. All too soon, the two philosophers would start talking about God. For Mr. de Botton, there is something slightly demented about religious belief, whereas for Mr. Scruton, there is something deeply tragic about atheism. Mr. de Botton has published best-selling books on a wide range of subjects. He is an aggregator of ideas rather than an original thinker, but his skill is to write simply about complex ideas, and he gives his fans the sensation of reading something profound with little effort. The premise of his new book, Religion for Atheists, which seeks to steer a course between religious fundamentalists and atheist fundamentalists, is that there is too much of value in religion to leave it to the religious alone. It must be possible to balance a rejection of religious faith with a selective reverence for religious rituals, he says. In practice, this means emptying out such rituals of their meaning and using them for secular ends, a kind of spiritual pick and mix. Although Mr. de Botton is a clever man, he often stretches a good idea beyond its elastic limit. Religions are the most successful educational and intellectual movements the planet has ever witnessed, he states, because they tell people what to think and hammer it home. University lecturers, anxious to persuade, should copy the didactic tricks of a Pentecostal preacher. "Do you hear me?" he hollers. "I say, do you hear me?" An analysis of religious imagery leads him to recommend advertising forgiveness on billboards. Daily bouts of meditation on the immensity of the galaxies, he argues, will offer solutions to our megalomania, self-pity, and anxiety. Had it been written as a direct response, Mr. Scruton's book, The Face of God, could hardly be a stronger refutation of Mr. de Botton's project. A philosophy professor, novelist, and composer, Mr. Scruton is a controversial figure, lampooned for his love of fox hunting and tweeds, and uncompromisingly elitist in his opinions about classical architecture, music, and aesthetics. The essays in this work of natural theology were first delivered as lectures at St. Andrews University, and they have a whiff of the sermon about them. Atheists do not understand sacraments and acts of worship, he says. The sacred and the transcendental are real presences which bind communities together. The underlying problem is that scientists have cheapened meaning, he claims. Our deepest emotions are not mere adaptations, hardwired in the human cortex. If you reduce people to balls of cells, you wipe away intention, responsibility, freedom, and emotion. Instead, the real meaning of existence is located in people's relationships with each other, the earth, and God. The face is his paradigm of meaning, relationship, and identity. It is through contemplating the face, the outward form and image of what is inside, that humans see each other as subjects rather than objects, he says. That Mr. Scruton simply asserts the existence of God may be regarded as a fault here, and his prose is dense and often hard-going. But he is at least serious and thoughtful. By contrast, Mr. de Botton seems to get dafter with each turn of the page. Arguing that religion can bind people together to help guard against loneliness, he concludes that the Mass should be used as a model for his pastiche agape restaurant, with its own liturgy and an annual orgy. There is even a soft porn picture to show readers what this would be like. Mr. Scruton, who frets that people have become indifferent to beauty and smut, argues that it is because they confuse agape and eros, the ancient Greek word for deep affection, erotic attraction, that they objectify each other and devalue love in a cycle of ever-expanding heartlessness. Of the two, Mr. de Botton will probably sell more books, but it is Mr. Scruton who gives readers much more to think about.